This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Guten Tag. I am friends with these people from East Cork, who are very nice, even though they live very close to Waterford. I am really getting into this Cork thing now, yeah? Where you despise anyone who isn't you, but dress it up as a joke, in case you get cancelled from Twitter for hate speech. Anyway, these East Corkies are well into the hurling, and were telling me that Cork are playing Kilkenny in the semi-finals this week. I said, let's go to the game. But they said, no, why would we go to the game? It's only the semi-final. Cork people always wait for the final. I said, what if they lose the semi-final? And they said, why would we want to go all the way to Dublin to watch Cork lose to a pack of bog munchers from Kilkenny? As a German, I like their hard-nosed logical approach. But where is the passion for your team? Particularly since you have not won the cup since 2005. So, do you know how I can persuade the East Corkies to go to Dublin and cheer on the blood and bandage? Jürgen, Berlin, und Melancholik. I have all the lingo, boy.
My hurling mad cousin is called No Fault Froggy. I rang him there and asked if he's going up Sunday. He said, no, I'll go up for the final. I said, how will you travel? He said, on the bandwagon.
Hello, it's Rosaline here from Bala Desmond. One of the great consolations in my life is that my best friend Berna struggles to find a boyfriend. This is nothing to do with her looks, mind you. Berna's legs earned her best pins of Duhallow for 3 years running, which attracted letters from all kinds of freaks across the border in Scatter Glen. More than half of them written in crayon. But she's fussy about men, and that can make life difficult up here in North Cork, where most of them have a small forest growing out of their nose. And nowhere, didn't she go mad last week on the gin and go on a dating app for hippies called I Don't Smell As Bad As My Cheese? Then last night she turned up at my door with a very tanned lad from Bristol called Spongy, who wouldn't know a day's work if it came up and bit him on the dreadlocks. She was out in the kitchen looking for something to use as a bung when Spongy leaned over and asked would I be interested in a three-way. Well, I googled it up and I must admit I would, but I'm not sure if I want Berna looking at me to do the biz. Is it okay to ask your best friend to look away when you're having it off with a hippie? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
It's the big question, really. I was having a threesome once with my best friend and her husband. She said, do you want to invite your Connor? I said, no, he's practicing his speech. Hashtag wedding day memories.
Come here. What's the story with posh people and sea swimming? I've started seeing this one from sun as well. I met her on a dating app that pairs posh ones with normal fiends like myself called Fancy Bread and Not Man. Anyway, the other day, I suggested we take a spin to Gary Vaux. She was like, oh, babes, say that again. And she made a TikTok video called OMG Gary Vaux, which got a load of views because posh knobs have a problem with his cockler. Then I suggested Owen Hincher. That led to another video, which she called Ballyfian on Sea, before we finally settled on Incha Danny. Anyway, we went in for a swim. She had this trendy swimsuit that wasn't sexy, but was sexy too. Do you know that kind of way? When we were in there, she couldn't stop banging on about the joys of swimming in the sea, as if it was a feed of points or something. And I was confused, to be honest with you, because I thought we were just having a dip. Like, I wants to keep seeing her, cause she do have a hot tub the size of the lock in her gaff. What should I do to get good at sea swimming? Don't you know any? Blackpool?
My cousin is a sea swimming bore. We call her dry balls and dry robes. I said, why is everyone in such a rush to get in the sea? She said, because there are no toilets near the beach. So that's why the sea is so warm this summer. Hashtag hot week.
It's getting sweaty on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who deliberately lost their passport because they wanted a new photo for indoor dining ID. Fifi underscore white Range Rover said, what's the point in spending 300 quid on a meal if you have to show a photo of yourself with the 2018 hairdo? Chloe underscore check out my cheekbone said, she presented a dowdy photo to the maitre d' of the top restaurant in Cork and was told, we don't want your time in here, maybe try someplace in Carrigaline? I'm about to lose all my official documentation, so what's the turnaround time for a new passport? Jenny, Douglas Road.
This hot border guard at Room Airport took one look at my passport photo a few years ago and said, I'd like to ask you a few questions. I said, before you ask, the answer is 100% yes. Hashtag very hot.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.